Today's daf is Nida Daf Nun Hey, and we are at the beginning of the new perek on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, the seventh perek of Masechtas Nida, moving along. Perek Dam HaNida. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sar Alviz. Zok the Mishnah, Dam HaNida, the dam of a Nida, so not the Nida herself, but the dam that emerged from the Nida, Ubasar HaMeis, or basar of a mace, metamin, they are tame. Not only are they tame, but they're metame lachin u metamin yaveshin. They're tame if they're moist, and they're tame even if they dry out. So if the blood dries, or if the basar becomes very, very oisketriken, the halacha is they still convey tome. Aval hazoiv, however, the ziva that comes out of a zov, vahaniya, the haroik or mucus and saliva, vasheret, vanevela, vashich vazera, metamin lachin, they metamin yavesh. Although they are also tame, but their tumah is not as chomer, and as a result, they're metamin lach, they're not metamin yavesh. Vim yucholim lahashrois. If, however, you take those things and would soak them, velach sal kamay shehein, and they would come back to their original state, metamin lachin, umetamin yavesh. Meaning, if the zoiv, the nia, the roik, the sheret, the nevela, and the shich vazera are dry, but they're not so dry that you can't make them lach again. Meaning, if you would soak them, they would become lach again. Then, even when they're in the state of yavish, they're not really considered yavish. And the halach is, they would be metama, not because they're metama yavish, they're not, but because it's still considered lach. The kama hishviyos, and what's the definition of soaking? The poishrin, lukewarm water, me'es le'es for 24 hours. If that would make these things become lach again, then even when they're in the state of yavish, we would deem them to be lach, and the halach is, they would be metama. Rabbi Yosef says, basar ha'meis, yavish, basar ha'meis, that's yavish. Ve'inu yochel ha'ashrois, v'lachzul l'kamay sh'haya. And it's so yavish that if you experimented and you tried making it lach again, you wouldn't be able to make it lach. Tahar, the lach is, would be tahar. Meaning, in contrast to the Tanakhama that said, dama nidu basar ha'meis, mitamin lachin u'mitamin yaveshin. Rabbi Yosi, at the end of the Mishnah, argues with the second half of that. He says that basar ha'meis could be dry to the point where the halach is that it will be tar. Either way, what the Mishnah said was is that the dam of a nida, the basar of a mace, the zoiv, the nia, and the roik of zav, zava, and nida, a sheretz, and avela, shich vazera, these things are all tame. But as we've seen so many times, not all tuma was created equally. There's different levels of tuma. And as it relates to the levels of our Mishnah, meaning usually when you think of levels of tumas, what do you think of? Ava tuma, rishon l'tuma, sheni l'tuma, shlishi l'tuma, revi l'tuma. You think about a tuma that's metama b'maga, that's metama b'masa, it's metama b'oil, it's metama tumas mishkav, umayshav. Right, there's different ideas when you talk about levels of tumah and the notion that not all tumah was created equally. As it relates to this Mishnah, what the Mishnah is saying is there are things that are tameh that are metameh lach v'yavish, and then there are things that are tameh that are metameh lach that are not metameh yavish. Either way, the first halacha of the Mishnah was, dam hanida is tameh. Not only is it tameh, but it's a tumah chamur in the sense that it's metameh lach and it's metameh yavish. That's a woman not immediately. How do you know that dam hanida is even tameh? A woman that's a nida is tameh, that's for sure. But how do you know that the dam itself, the dam nida, is also tameh, says the Gemara. Chizki Darmakar says in the pasuk v'hadava binidasa, and we learn from there madva kemoisa, the dava is the dam that came out of the nida. She, the dava, is like the nida herself. Meaning, mahi metama, af madva metama, just like the nida's tame, so to the dama nida is going to be tame. Ashkechem lach, yavish minol. The Mishnah said that not only is dama nida tame, but it's even metama yavish. So you have a makar that dama nida's tame, how do you know that it's metama yavish? Om Rabbi Yitzchokah makra, it says in the pasuk yeh, and from the word yeh, we learn bahaviyasa yehe, which seems to mean that once the dam nida is tame, yeh, it's always going to be tame. And even if later it dries, even later it becomes yavish, it doesn't matter. Yeh, it's always going to remain tame. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, you have a makar for dam that was lach, that became yavish, being that it was tame when it was lach, yeah, it remains tummy even after it's yavish. But ve'ema hani mila b'lach v'nasa yavish. Yavish mikari minola. And how do you know that if it was yavish mikari, it's tummy? V'su haditnan. And in fact, it's a mefurish, a mishnah earlier in the Masechta that says that dam nida that starts off yavish is tummy. Where is the mishnah? Perek hamapelas. Hamapelas given klipa. If a woman miscarried a discharge that came from her rechem and it was kemin klipa, kemin afar, kemin sa'ira, kemin yavchushin adoimim, or like red bugs. So what did the Mishnah say? Tata l'mayim, you should put it in water. Im nimoichu tamei. If they become nimoyach, when they're in the water, that's a sign that they were tamei. Now these things are going to be tamei. Why? Damnida. They mitchilas priyasam were yavesh, right? They emerged from the woman as being yavesh. So what do you see from there? You see that not only is dam nida mitama yavesh, which I don't need the Mishnah Parakam Apelles for, I know that from our Mishnah right here, but you see clearly that even though it emerged from the woman's body in a state of yavesh, still it's tameh. So what's the Gemara's kasha? I have a makar that dam nida is tameh. I have a makar that if the dam nida was lach and then it became yavesh, it should be tamei. How do you know if the dam nida started off yavish, then it's going to be tamei as well? Incidentally, why would you think the dam should be different if it's lach or yavish? Right? What's the hava mida? Why do we need psukim that dam nida that's yavish is tamei? Why would you think differently? It's because the makar is v'hadova benidasa. Dova doesn't mean dam. Dova means that flows. So it sounds like while it's in a state that it can flow, while it's lach, that's when it's going to be tamei. So dova sounds like dam nida is tamei only when it's lach. Yiyaz, lirabois, even if something changes later, but once it's tamei, it's always going to be tamei. Bahavi yasi, hey, how do you know that if it started off tamei? And okay, mechatesi, maybe if it starts off yavesh, it's not tamei. Number one, the Mishnah says metam lachim and metam yavesh, and it sounds like every dam nida that's yavesh, even if it started off yavesh, it was never dava. Even then, the halachas, it's going to be tamei, and it's mefurish in the Mishnah Perakam Apelles. All these things that came out in a state of yavesh, you see the halachas, it's going to be tamei. So the Gemara says yeh ribuyu. Now you didn't understand the original brisa when Chizkiyah said that the makar that dam nida is metam yavesh from the word yeah, he didn't mean yeah baviyasa yehe. That's a drasha that you have throughout Shas. That's not what he meant. He didn't mean to say that really the ikatoma is when it's lach. But once it's lach, yeah baviyasa yehe. That would explain lach v'nasa yavesh. It wouldn't explain yavesh meikari. Yeah, he was a riboy. It was like an extra word. That's what he was darshaning. And the extra word is mar b'yavesh. Oh, if it's an extra word that's marring pri yavesh, then there's no svarit to say that it should only be mar b'yavesh if it was lach v'nasa yavesh versus if it was yavesh meikari. Says the Gemara, so if we have a makar now that dam nida is tam. It's even matam yavish, even if it was yavish mekar. What is the mekar? The hadava benidasa, madva kimoisa. The dam that comes from the nida is like the nida herself. Mahi matama, af madva matama. So if we're equating the dam of a nida to the nida herself, Freita Gemara, let's run with this. Imahi oisa mishku b'moisha l'tama adam l'tama begadim, afto manami oisa mishku b'moisha l'tama adam l'tama begadim. Then why don't we say that the dam nida should take on the very unique type of tumah that the nida herself has, and just like a nida's matama mishkuv u'mayshav, so to dam nida should also be matama mishkuv u'mayshav. Says the Gemara, dama bar mishkuv u'mayshav. What does it even mean by dam mishkuv u'mayshav? Right, what's tumas mishkuv u'mayshav? If a nida sits on a chair, so the chair now becomes an avatoma through this concept of tumas mishkuv u'mayshav. If she lies on something, if she rides on something, so there's an idea of tumas mishkuv u'mayshav. If dam sits on a chair, it should be mishkuv u'mayshav. The criteria for mishkuv u'mayshav is it has to be sitting. Blood doesn't sit. If blood is on a chair, it would be maga. It would have made contact with the chair. But it's not mishkuv u'mayshav. There's no metzias of mishkuv u'mayshav when there's a dam. But the Gemara says, I hear what you're saying, but l'tamech, according to Eva Menugas, bas mishkuv u'mayshav, what about a stone? Is a stone a bas mishkuv u'mayshav? This recall the mute. Yet we find that we need a pasuk to tell me that if you have an Evan, a Menugas, that's an Evan that came from a bias that was a metzaira. So just like a person can have a nega, clothing could have a nega, a bias could have a nega. So what happens if you have an Evan from a bias that's minugas? The halach is that Evan is tameh. The price says, I would have thought that the Evan minugas should be metameh tumas mishkuv u'mayshav, the dinu. And it's not just a hava mino. It actually makes sense based on the mid of kal v'chaymer. How so? Umazov, shein metameh b'biya, oisim mishkuv u'mayshav. Just like a zov, which is not metameh b'biya. Doesn't mean b'ya as tashmish. But it means if someone's in the same room as a zov, there's no concept of tumas oil as relates to a zav. So zav doesn't have the ability to be metama bebiya. Yet it could be metama tumas mishkuv u'mayshav, letama adam, letama begadim. Evan menugas, she metama bebiya. So this Evan, which is metama bebiya, if someone's in the same room as this Evan, there's tumah. Eino yidin she metama mishkuv u'mayshav, letama adam, letama begadim, tama loyim ha-zav. Hazav v'loy Evan menugas. Bottom line is that we need a pasuk to tell me that there's no tumas mishkuv u'mayshav from an Evan ha-menugas. So if you have a stone that has a nega on it, or it's from a bias that had a nega, it's sitting on a chair right now. We need a pasuk to say that there's no Tumas Mishku v'moishu. Says the Gemara, time of Dumate Kro. You see, they need a pasuk for it. I would have thought without the pasuk that it would have been Tame. Zaysay Meres, even though an Evan can't sit, so if an Evan's touching a chair, you wouldn't deem it Mishku v'moishu, you would deem it Maga. It's touching the chair. A person can sit, a person can touch. Thus, there's a nuance, there's a nafkamina in the laws of Tumah. Are you merely touching it, or are you sitting on it, or are you lying on it? By an Evan, you would think it doesn't make sense. Yet, it's mefurish in a braisa that there was a havamina, ben I shall havamina, that an Evan minugash should be metama, Tumas Mishka v'moishav. Even though physically, in Svar, it doesn't really make sense that there should be Mishka v'moishav. But if there was such a havamina for an Evan minugash, then the same should be true with regards to Dam Nida. So what's the Gemara's kasha? If the Makar, that Dam Nida's Tumah is from a hekish, the hadava benidasa, mahi metamo af madva metamo. Then why don't we say just like the nidas metamo mishka v'moishav, so to the dam nidas metamo mishka v'moishav? So the Gemara says, I hear what you're saying, but at the end of the day, what do you see in that brisa? Is the evan minugas metamo mishka v'moishav, or is it not metamo mishka v'moishav? It's not. There was a havamin that it should have, which the Gemara in Svara thinks is a chiddush. But at the end of the day, it's not metamo mishka v'moishav. Umina. So let's take. Not the havamina of that brisa. Let's take the maskon of that brisa, right? Mina lav mi amrit hazav v'loy evan minugas. At the end of the day, the Gemara learned from the word hazav v'loy evan minugas. Hachinami, we can have a parallel drasha over here. Amakra ashehi yosheves olav hi v'loy dama. So to here, there's a miut that's gonna be memayit and say that there's no tumas mishka v'moishav as it relates to the damnis. Even though we are equating the dam nida to the nida herself, and the nida is metam mishka v'moishav, so you would have thought the dam nida should also be metam mishka v'moishav. Even though it doesn't make sense, Mishka v'moishav by dam, but you find by Evan Menugas, you hear such an idea. Good, I hear it's a good havamina, but at the end of the day, it's a pasuk. Ashehi yosheves is olav, and we learn from there. He v'loy dama. Afraid to gemara ima he metame be'evan mesama. Af mad nami metame be'evan mesama. A similar question. There's a unique type of tumas masa that's called Evan mesama, which we don't have to go into right now. That a nida is subject to, but ordinarily. Most tumas don't have this tumas evan mesama. Freit the Gemara, dam nida should have tumas evan mesama based on this. Hektish amar Ravashi amar Kra. That's also nismayit from a pasuk. Oisam miyutahu. So bottom line, what's the first part of the sugya? First part of the sugya is the Gemara's analysis of the first halacha of Mishnah. Dam hanida is tame. Not only is it tame, it's metame lach, it's metame yovish. Not only is it metame yovish, it's metame. Even if it was Yavish Meikar, not only if it was Lach Venasa Yavish, even if it was Yavish Meikar, what's the Meikar that Dam Nida is Tomei? Vahadova Benidasa Madva Kamoisa. The Dam Nida is like the Nida herself. If that's the case, maybe it should only be Metama Lach, because if it's learned out from Dova, Dova doesn't mean Dam, Dova means it flows. So maybe only when it's flowing, the answer is Yiyah. He is a Riboy, it's Marbe Yavish, doesn't matter if it was Lach Venasa Yavish, doesn't matter if it was Yavish Meikar. Faith to Gemara, if Dam Nida is Tomei, because we equated to Nida that it should take on all the Chumras of Nida. This should be Tumas Mishka v'Moishav. This should be the Tumah of Evan Mesama. And on that, the Gemara's answer is this Miyutim. Ashehi Yosheves Olav is Memayit Dam Nida from Tumas Mishka v'Moishav. V'Hanoisa Oysam is Memayit Dam Nida from the Tumah of Evan Mesama. Next part of the Mishnah was Ubasar Ames. So what was the halacha of Basar Ames? Metamin Lachin and Metamin Yoveshin. That was the Tanakama. Then at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi argued. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Basar Ames Yovesh. Ve'ina Yoch. If you would soak the basar ames, you wouldn't be able to bring it back to its original moist state. The halacha is tar. At that point, it's going to be tar. So you have flesh of a mace. You don't have the whole mace. You have the flesh of a mace, and right now it dried up to the point where it doesn't have any moistness. So that's the question. Because I is basar of a mace is matama. So is this basar ames matama or is it not matama? That's the discussion. How do you know that basar ames is matama even when it's yavish? Amar Rish Lakish said, Amar Kratz learned that from the following pasuk. It says, L'chol tu masoy, in the context of Tumas Meis, oy isha sheyiga b'chol sheretz asher yitmaloy, oy ba'adam asher yitmaloy, l'chol tu masoy, and we learn from there, L'chol tumas ha-pireshes mimenu. Any tumah that comes from a mace. Meaning, if this comes from a mace, says Reish Lakish, it's going to be tameh. At the end of the day, this basar ha-mace, that's completely oisketrekent. It's yavish. Did it come from a mace? Of course it came from a mace. So at the end of the day, if it came from a mace, I don't care how yavish it is, the halacha is that it's going to be tameh. That's what Reish Lakish said. Yechon says it's learned out from a different pasuk. It's learned out from Parshas Chukas, the Parsha the Parah Adumo. Oy be'etzem adam, oy bekever. And we learn from there, other than the etzem, ma etzem yavish, afkan yavish. It's not l'chol tumasa everything, but I have a special drasha for basar that's Yavish. Because Dumya the Etzem, which is naturally Yavish, and of course the Etzem is Tami, like the Pasuk says, so too, the Basra Meis that's going to be Yavish is going to be Tami as well. Might be now. What's the difference? It could be now. The Afrech Afruchi. What would be if the Basar is so dry that it started crumbling? According to Rish Lakish, that it's learned out from the Chaltum Masai. The Chaltum Masapi Reshas Mimeno. So it doesn't matter even if it crumbled. It's still Tumah that came from a Meis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it has to be similar to an Etzem. The etzem didn't crumble, the bone, it's hard. Also, when it's yavesh and didn't crumble, then it's like the etzem. But once it crumbles, it's not like the etzem anymore. Faith more mace. Basar ha-meis shehufrach tahar. Basar ha-meis, that crumbled is tahar. Oh, it's mafurish. Who's this akasha on? Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, l'chol tumasai, even if it crumbled, l'chura, isn't it mafurish? Basar ha-meis shehufrach da'loch is tahar. So the Gemara says, hasam da'ak mechavi afri. There it didn't just crumble. There it crumbled to the point that it became like flour. Da'ak mechavi kemach. It literally turned into dust. Oh, it became dust? At that point, everybody is going to agree that it's a meaning. Even Rish Lakish that said, l'chol tumasai pereshes mimed, was going to agree that if it's dust, in that case, it's going to be tahar. Meis, another kasha. Kol shem meis metamo. Any part of a meis is metamo. Tamachutz, menashinayim, the teeth of a mace, vahaseya, the hair of a mace, vatzipoyrin, and the nails of a mace. Ubishas chiburin, if these things are attached to the mace, then the loch is akol tame, then they're in all instances, I mean, even these things are going to be tame. What's the kasha? So Rashi says, the kasha is a kasha from shinayim, and it's a kasha both on Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rashi dibra maska chutz menashinayim. Vahashinayim dumye de etzem hein. Shinayim is like a bone. Right? You would think. V'tahirin, and still that tahar. So it's a kashan shlokish that said l'chol tumasai, and it's a kashan Rabbi Yochanan that said dumi the etzim. I thought anything that's dumi the etzim is going to be tame. So why is the shinayim, why are teeth not tame? Tosfos has a different understanding of the sugya, but Rashi says the Gemara's kash is a kash Rabbi Yochanan, kash Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Barahabi, dumi the etzim. It's true that there's a drasha of dumi the etzim, but it has to be mamish dumi the etzim. Ha'etzim shenivri imoy, I've called shenivri imoy. And being that a child is not born with his teeth, so the halach is, it's excluded also from Dumi the Etzem, but apparently everybody holds it as Drosh, even Reish Lakish. Dumi the Etzem, and being that it's not Dumi the Etzem, so therefore it's not going to be included in Tumah. Faith, the Gemara, Ikasavitzi, Poirin, Shenivra, Imoy, Vitoy. Once you're telling me now that anything that's Dumi the Etzem, that's Nivra, Imoy, is Tameh? That same Mishnah that said that Shinayim Atahar said that here, and nails, your fingernails, your toenails, are tahar as well. Now those are things that are nivra imoy. So why are they tahar? So the Gemara says, I hear. Doesn't mean that just because you're born with it, you're automatically going to be tahar. You have to be born with it, but there's other criteria as well. Oh, by the way, the in gizay machlif, and an etzem doesn't regenerate. If somebody loses a bone, he lost it. At kol shenivra imoy ve'in gizay machlif. The same is true for anything else that's A nivri imay anak is a mafti yatsu shinayim, and that's the pshat in the brisa. Shinayim are excluded. There's no tumah shloi nivri imay yatsu sarvitzi pyrin sorry here and nails avavish nivri imay is a machlif, and it's for that reason those things are going to be excluded. Faith to Gemara, another kash very or the gizay machlif. What about skin of a person's skin, which is gizay machlif? How we learned in a mishnah, and this is a mishnah masechtes chulin perik elu treifus. So the mishnah is discussing different animals that are treifus, and because they're treifus, you're not allowed to eat them, even. You're not allowed to eat a treifa, right? Obviously. Now, what's the definition of a treifa? A treifa is an animal. The simple definition is that can't live yud beis chayitish. It can't live for 12 months. So it was machlekes remained the chachamim regarding a galuda. A galuda is an animal that was flayed. It doesn't have any skin. Remeh machshir, the chachamim poisa. Remeh said it's not a treifa, and the chachamim said it's possible it is a treifa. Zok the Gemara. Even the Chachamim that argued and said that a galuda, an animal that doesn't have any skin, is a treifa, the reason it's a treifa is because once it's galuda, even though the hair is going to regenerate, the skin is going to regenerate, but at the same time, in the interim, it's going to end up dying. But uloilam gizay machlef. One thing you see from there is that gizay machlef. Okay, so what's the kasha? Meaning, the Gemara is asking the kasha from Ar. The first thing it needed to establish about Ar is that Ar is gizay machlif. How do you know Ar is gizay machlif? You see it from the machlokes Rameir the Chachamim. Because Rameir holds that an animal that doesn't have Ar is not a treifa. How could it not be a treifa? It doesn't have Ar. Oh, the teretz is because the Ar is going to come back. So you see, it's gizay machlif. Oh, but 1 second, don't the Chachamim hold it is a treifa? Yeah, they hold it's a treifa because in the interim something's going to happen. But la'olam, everybody holds gizay machlif. Meaning, you see that or is gizay machlif from this Mishnah in Masechtes Chulin. By the way, the right gears is not utnan. It throws you off when you read it. It's ditran. Right, vary or di gizay machlev. We're proving from the Mishnah and Chulin that or is gizay machlev. Ditran. You see in that Mishnah, where do you see it in Rameir? That from the fact that Rameir holds that a gluda is not a treifa, must be, it's gizay machlev. Okay, so or is gizay machlev. Taninon. We have another Mishnah, also Masachtes Chulin. Eilush are saying kipsaron. Or ha'adam. Or ha'adam is kipsaron. And with regards to many halachas, one of the halachas is tuma. That the or of a mace is kipsaron, that it's metame tomas mace. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that if you're telling me that anything that's gizoy machlif is not tame, such as here, which somebody's, you pull your hair out, it's going to grow back, or your teeth, or your nails, right? You cut your nails, they're going to regrow. Teeth is a question, but for sure your nails. So if that's the case, then you see that, and yet, why is it not tame? It's not tame because it comes back. So why is our tame? That's the Gemara's kasha. On the one hand, you have a Mishnah Chulin that says it's gizay machem. The other, you have a Mishnah in Chulin that says that it's tame. So the Gemara says, it's ma'alom, ula dvar tayra, ayra adam tar. You're right, but Ula already commented on this, because Ula said that this, that ayra is kibsar, is only midi rabbanon. Because midday raisa or adam tahar matam amru tame. Why is it tame? Gzeirish of yasa adam oirois ove v'imoy shatichen lechamar. Because we were afraid that a person may want to. Right, nobody wants to lose anything. They would take the or of their parents, even not only their parents, but even their parents, and they would use it as to make a saddle for their donkey. So the chachamim felt that people maybe won't have respect for their parents, but tuma. Right, we've discussed this many times. People took tuma more than they did some of the basic halachas. And as a result, the Chachamim said that let's just make the or tame, even though midei rice really, it shouldn't be tame. It's very good. Midei rice, it's not tame. You want to know why it's not tame? Because it's like here. It's like fingernails. Because it's gizay machlef. And the only time this tumas meis is tumi do etzem. Etzem is not gizay machlef. This is not gizay machlef. So what's the bottom line? Is or tame or is or not tame? It's a Mishnah Masechtas Chulin. It says tame. But we have Ula's comment, that Ula said it's only midrabbanan, midday raisa it's not. Because midday raisa, it should have been in the same Mishnah. Kol sheba meis metam b'chutz men ha-shinayim v'asar v'atzipoyer, it should have said ba'or. Really, or should have been in that Mishnah. Yet, or is in a whole different Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Chulin that says or and kipsaron with regards to Tumas Meis. So, Abdullah, it's only midrabbanan. It's because of the gzera, or you might have what to do with the or. So, as a result, we're trying to stay away from that. But it's only a din derabbanan. Really, it's not midoy raisa. Ikda'ami, but there's another Mishnah in what Ula meant when Ula said Dvar Torah or Adam Tahar. What was he referring to? Let's say a whole nother lush. The Gemara, we just mentioned the Mishnah. Kol sheba meis metamo chutz min hashinayim v'aseyar v'atzipoyrin. And we explained shinayim anatome. Why? Shinayim anatome, because you weren't born with shinayim. Tsar and tzipoyrin anatome. Why? Because it's gizlei machlev. Right, the Gemara, vary or de'in gizlei machlev. Or is not gizlei machlev at time of chacham and poislin. Ditna, not vitna. Again, ditna throws you off. Ditna, the chacham and poislin. You see the chacham and hold that animal that's a gluda that doesn't have his oir anymore becomes a treifa. If it becomes a treifa, what does that mean? It means that the or is not coming back. That feel a mayor, even a mayor that argues and holds it's not a treifa. Like Kamasha El the Karabistra Vachai, he holds that an animal could live without skin because the basar somehow does what it needs to do to protect the body. But everybody agrees that it's not gizay machlef. So if it's not gizay machlef, then what should be the halacha? If it's not gizay machlef, then it should be like an etzem. It should be tami tomas meis. Va'amarulo yet ula said va'toyra or adam tar. So here the kasha is not from the Mishnah and Chulin. Here the kasha is from Ula. Because here we're making the hanach in the second lishna not that it's gizoy machlev, but rather that it's ingizoy machlev. So if it's ingizoy machlev, it should be tami midai raisa. So why did Ula say that va'toyra or is tar based on the aforementioned? If it, what matters is gizay machlev or ingizay machlev, and we're establishing based on the chesed of chacham meilu treifas that it's an ingizay machlev, that it should be tami b'day raisa. So why did Ula say dvar Torah or adam tar? So the Gemara says itmar Ula aseif itmar. Ula really was never going on that, meaning that tuma of elu shayrusen kayoyts behem, that's tame even midday raisa. That's pashit. He didn't mean that. He was referring to the seif of that Mishnah, which said something else. It said bakulam sheivdu shiluch ben kadei avoid the Torah. That if you would take the R of a person, let's say, and you would process it, you would start going through the tanning process. So the halach is then it would be tar chutz mi ar adam, with the exception of ar adam. So the ar of an avela, let's say, once you process it, it's tar. Ar adam is tame. On that, Amar Ula said, "I tell you, ar adam ki avdi tar. Even if you process, it's going to be tar." Matam amru tame gzeir shem yas adam ar avim shatichin. That's what he meant when he said that's dvar tayra is really tar. I mean, what's the difference if you process the ar of an animal? If you process the ar of an adam, if the processing changes its status as it relates to Tumah, there shouldn't be a difference between Behem and Adam. So Akdullah and Chinavi, there really is no difference. And the only difference in that Mishnah is only Midrabban. But Ulu was never saying Dvar Torah as it relates to the Ikr Tumah of Or of a Mace. The Ikr Tumah of Or of a Mace, according to the second Mishnah, really is a Tumah Dei Reis. Why? Because it's saying is a Machlef. What did he mean when he said Dvar Torah, Or Adam Tar? He was referring to the Sefer in the Mishnah where you already processed the Or. So the bottom line is that whether the Or of a human being is Tomei or not, right? So there's a concept of Tumas Meis. What about the Or? Because we have Basar, you have Da'at Samois, you have all the different parts of the person as it relates to Tumah. What about the Or, the skin, human skin? Is it Metamas or not Metamas? So the short answer is the Mishnah Masech Tischulin. It's very clear. The Elu Shayu Sein Kayoitzven, and it mentions over there Or of an Adam, so that's clear that the Or is Metamah. The Shaila is it Metamah Midoraisa or is it Metamah Midorabonim? What's a Tolian? Ula made a comment. He said, Dvar Torah Or Adam Tahar. Was he referring to that halacha, the Ikar halacha of Or of an Adam, or maybe he was referring to the Seif of that Mishnah? What's that Tolian? Whether the Or of an Adam should be Metamah Midoraisa, not be Metamah Midoraisa? What it's Tolian is, Or considered a Gizay Machlef, or is it not considered a Gizay Machlef? What's that Tolian? Head on the send of Machlegs, Remain Lechachov, and Perikei Lutreifis. We have a machlokes of Perikei L'treifis, a behemoth that's a gluda that doesn't have its skin anymore. Is it a treifa or not? Rameh says it's not a treifa. Chum says it's not a treifa. So should we assume that they all hold that the Or is going to come back, hence Rameh's shita that it's not a treifa? Or should we assume that the Or is probably not going to come back, hence the Chachamim shita that it's not a treifa? Either way, the Gemara continues. It says, Vare Basar. What about Basar itself? You tell me nu alochana that the only time you have Tumas Meis is if you told me the Etzem, and it has to be in Gizoy Machlev. What about Basar? Basar doesn't, if a person loses some of his Basar, it's going to come back, right? You lose weight, it's coming back. No, so I'm not, that's not what it means. I'm a Marber Avashi, Basar, Nasim, and Koymet Salakis. That even if a person loses a piece of flesh, and it's going to come back, but there'll always be a scar, there'll always be nicker, something that is not going to be the same, and therefore it's considered an aloch and ein gizay machlev. So even though you have this new chiddush that the only time this tumas meis is when it's gizay machlev, that's considered an ein gizay machlev. Avol ha zoif. So again, the first part of the Mishnah was dam hanida ubasar hameis metamin lachin umetamin yevashin. Then there was a seifa. The seifa was zoiv, nia, roik, sheretz, nevela, shich vazera. These things are metam lach. These things are not metame yavish. So the first thing was avol ha zoiv. So zoiv means the ziva that comes from a zov and a zava. So clearly, the ziva is tummy. How do you know that? But we had to bring him a car that damn need the stomach. I didn't know that ziva is tummy. So the Gemara says, let me know. Time we learn to the price, zoiva itame, one of the psukim that talk about zoiv, limed ala zoiv shu tummy. See from there that the zoiv itself, not the zov, we know the zov is tummy. The question is, what about the ziva? The Gemara probably didn't want to need a pasuk for lacherim goyim tumal atzmal kolshkein. If the ziva, the discharge, can cause others to be tummy, certainly it itself is tummy. Who's the others? The zov. If a Zov discharges Ziva, he now becomes Tameh. So if the discharge makes the Zov Tameh, certainly it in of itself should be Tameh. So what do I need a pasuk for? The Gemara says, no, that's not a good cheshbon. Soir ha-mishtaleach yechiyach. You have a teichiyach from the Soir ha-mishtaleach. Shogayim tumal acherim, v'latz moitar. The ish iti that pushed the Soir ha-mishtaleach down the mountain, he became Tameh. Yet the Soir at that time wasn't Tameh, because a behemoth can't become Tameh while it's alive. So you see from the Soir ha-mishtaleach that something could sometimes be Gerim Tumma, even though it itself is not. Really, you think of has something Metama. Something Tumma is Metama. Tumma spreads. That's the concept of Tumma. That's why it gets diluted as it spreads. It goes from Rishon to Sheni to Shlishi to Revi. But the way it conveys Tumma is by spreading. So how could something that's not Tumma create Tumma? That makes sense. The Tumma that it created, Luchura, came from the source of Tumma that was Metama. So if the zoiv could be metama, by definition it must be tame. But it's not always that way. You see sometimes that a pa'ula could create tumah. Throwing the sar mishtalech, which is not tame, down the mountain makes tumah. So sometimes tumah is just created. It's not necessarily conveyed through spreading. That's what the Gemara says. So it's for that reason that you need a pasuk over here. Af ata al tatam alze. Shafu bishgarim tumal achir matzmoi tahar. That doesn't mean just because the ziva, the discharge, makes the zav tameh, that the ziva itself must be tameh. Tam b'loim, and that's when you need a pasuk. Zayv tameh, limit al zayv shu tameh. So bottom line, how do you know zayv is tameh? It's learned out from this pasuk. Faith the Gemara ve'ema hanim ilu b'mago avu b'masoloi. Now, the ziva has an ability to be metameh tumas masa. Meaning, not only if someone touches it, it's become tameh. If somebody carries it, you can carry something without making physical contact with it. So if you, it's in a bag, and you're carrying the bag. So if you would carry it, even if you're not touching it, how do you know that this Tumah, meaning maybe it's Tumah,
because you have a pasuk that's marba that it's tameh, but maybe tuma kala, such as tumas maga, heading or tumas mas. I mean, the havia sheretz, you find the sheretz is tameh, but it's tameh tumas kala. Tumas maga, sama tameh tumas mas. I'm rabbi berabaya. The maga lo yitzterichkra. You don't need a pasuk for tumas maga. You know why? The legar mishichvazera. Why should zoy be any worse than shichvazera? And if shichvazera is metama b'maga, why would you think zoy is not metama b'maga? So if I have a pasuk that says zoy is metama, so it must be. It must be that, what does it mean it's mitama? Must be it's mitama even b'masa. Yitzchakro b'masa. Fei demar v'ema b'masa mitama adam u'begadim. Maybe it's true. It's mitama b'masa. And b'masa, it's mitama adam u'begadim. It's mitama the person that's carrying it and the clothing that the person that's carrying it is wearing. Right? Sometimes, if a person comes in contact with tameh, he becomes tameh. Sometimes, if a person comes in contact with tameh, he becomes tameh, and the clothing that he's wearing also becomes tameh. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, no. So the Gemara's kasha is that even if you have a pasuk that says that the zoyv itself is tameh, maybe it's mitama b'maga for sure, and b'masa, because I don't need a pasuk to teach me maga. Why should it be different than shichvazer? And even b'masa, it should be mitama the adim and the begadim. But b'maga adam mitama begadim loy v'tame. How do you know b'maga adam that if you just touched that it's mitama, meaning b'maga adam mitama begadim loy v'tame. Maybe there it should be mitama the begadim. I mean, to have a maga nevela, there's precedence for that. By a nevela, behemoth that's a nevela, if you carry it, it's mitama you and your begadim. But if you just touch it, it's not mitama you and the begadim. Yet we know zoyv is mitama b'maga u'b'masa, and even b'maga it's mitama adam u'begadim. So the Gemara says loy soak it. I can't say that. The time you belong to the Brahis, Khair Moy Mazov, Zoivoy, the Zakhar on the Kefa. Makish Zoivoy Loy. Hazov, that's the person as Zoivoy. That's the discharge. With Makish, the person is just discharge. Mahu Loichi lak to be Magod Masoy. Just like with regards to the person himself. He's Metama Bemagu Bemasal, Tama Adumulu, Tama Begodim. After Zoivoy came, Zoivoy has to be the same way. Fake tomorrow. 1 second. Now that you have this drasha, you have a super drasha now that says not only is the Zoiv Tomei, but it's even metame exactly like the Zav himself. What do we need the first Rasha for? What do I need the first Rasha? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, discard the Itzrich. No, you need it. Because look at that, I would have thought, Mishtalech Echiach, Shagarim Tomalachair, Vuatz Maitar. The Imishum, okay, meaning you need the Gemara's Chazarin that for some reason. That what do we need a pasuk in the first place? Typically, else the original Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara addressed that on the bottom of Amid Aleph, that Sarah Mishtalech Echiach. Okay, but we just brought a pasuk. Forget Kal V'Chomer. V'im Yishum Azoy V'Zoy V'Zoy. Mar says L'minyana Hudasa. Now I need that L'minyana. I need that to tell me how many Re'iyos establish Azov. Zoy V'Chad. Zoy V'Zoy. Tarti U'B'Shlishi. Akshe Rachmano L'Nekeva. To teach me the basic halachas of one Re'ah, two Re'ah, three is as discussed in great detail in some of the earlier Dafin. Kosev Rachmano Zoy V'Zoy Tomei. Therefore I need Zoy V'Zoy Tomei to tell me. But the Gemara says, so if that's the case, meaning, you're telling me the Vazov Zoivoy, I need to teach me the minyanim, the amount of Re'ias that a person needs in order to become a Zov. That's why I need the original Pasik of Zoivoy Tame to teach me that the Ziva itself is Tame. Okay, so then Mamad of Shach. So once I can't learn from Azoiv Zoivoy the actual halacha that the Ziva is Tame, how do I learn from Azoiv Zoivoy that it's Metame B'maga? Adam ubegadim. So for that, the Gemara says, "V'hashu the Amir Achmana Zoy Vaytame who Darish Bei Namihai." I can't use Avzav Zoyve to teach me the Iker Halacha that Zivas Tame because I needed to teach me the Minyana. So I need to learn the Iker Halacha from somewhere else. But once I know the Iker Halacha from somewhere else, now it's just like an add-on Sif Katan. It's a Knech in the Halacha of Tumas Ziva. It's not the Iker Tumas Ziva because that I know from somewhere else. So even though Azav Azoyvi really is coming to teach me the amount of Re'iyos that establishes Azav, but B'derech Agav, I could also learn a Sif Katan in terms of qualitatively the Echos understanding the Tum of the Ziva to teach me this Halacha Metama Adam v'tami begodim even b'tumas magave ha-roik. The Mishnah mentioned that roik, the saliva of who? So it wasn't clear in the Mishnah, but it's the saliva of a zav, the saliva of a zava, of a nida. The halach is those things are tame, and they were in the group of the Mishnah that are matame lach, but were not matame yavish. Says where roik minolon. How do you know that the roik is even tame? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Tanya. We learned to the Braisa, v'chi yorik. It's a mefurish pasuk. The pasuk says, v'chi yorik hazav batahar, v'chi beis begodav, v'rochatz b'mayim, v'tame ad ha'aret. It's says clearly, v'chiyari kazav batar. If a zav is going to spit on a tahar, v'chibes begodo v'rochatz b'mayim v'tomei ad ha'orev, right? This person is now going to be tomei. Says the Gemara, yoch v'laf b'shalim nog. I would think that this tum is true even if it doesn't touch the person. Doesn't have to actually touch him. Tamad loy b'batar, actually yig b'tar. It has to touch him. Eli el roikoi, I know only spit. Kichoi v'niyoi. Different types of spit, Rashi says, like usually translated as phlegm, umeha'af, or the mayim that comes from your nose. Shalominai, how do you know those things are also talmid? Tamaloyme vichi, yarei. Not just right, vichi, the vav, it's coming to be marba. Amamai, yachal avim shloy naga. The price is said, you would have to have a mina, that if a zav spits at you, even if it doesn't touch you, still you're going to be talmid. Freak the Gemara, mehecha tasty, right? So what kind of habamin is that? What if he spits at you but he didn't touch you, why would you think you're tummy? Again, tummy is conveyed through some contact. The fact that he was really upset at you and he even spit at you, that whatever, but that's that, why does that convey tumah? So the Gemara says, "Oh, good, I dechamina geshmaka havamina nailef roik roik mi yavama." I would have thought making zayr shava roik roik from a yavama. Ma hasam, just like by chalitza, one of the things that happened was she spits at the man. The yavama spits at the yavam, at the person that's not doing the yibud. And over there, it doesn't have to touch. Maybe here, when it says chiyarek, spitting, it would be able to convey the tumah even though it never touched. Okay, so you have a makar now that roik is tummy, right? It's a pasuk in the Torah. The chiyarik has all the Torah. So maybe it's only the time of a mag. How do you know it has the tumah chamur? It's even the time of a mas. Again, some tumahs that mag is on a mas. How do you know tumas roik has mas? So immediately have a sheretz. Sheretz is the time of a mag. It's not the time of a mas. I'm rish lokish. Tanit v'rabbi shmol amakra bitahar. It says the chiyarik has of batahar. Mashabiyatar. If it landed on something that was in the hand of the tar, it doesn't have to touch the tar. It could touch something that the tar is holding, so that now the tar is carrying the reich. That in of itself would be enough for it to be tama. Masha biyat tahar temesim chaveima b'masa metama adam ubegadim b'maga adam letama begadim loy metama. How do you know that it has that chumra? That not only is it metama b'maga, but it's metama b'maga letama begadim and adam. Midi to have a maga nevela. By nevela, it's not that way. Masa, it's matamba, even the begadim. Maga, it's not matamba, the begadim. So how do you know Roik has toma, even that type of toma? Amrei Shlokesh, v'chintonav, Rabbi Yishmol, Amakro, it's another type of the Pasuk that says, Batahar, tahayro, taharti l'cha b'maka machar, timesi l'cha tam. Bitahar sounds like this person, even after he becomes toma, is still tahar. That's not true. Rabbi Chiyorik has a batahar. Es nachautz tahar. No, he's not tahar. What it means is that this tuma, which is considered tahar somewhere else, over here is going to be considered tuma. What is that? So that, the A says, Magan Avela, the begadim are usually tahar, because Magan Avela is metama, the person that touches the Avela, but not the begadim that he's wearing. So too, that over here is what the Pasuk is coming to say. Even though that's tahar by Avela, over here it's going to be tahar. Faith Gemara, how do you know that's the thing to be memai? The Ema can master the sheretz. Maybe what it means by tahar is that something that ordinarily is tahar, here is going to be tahar, and it's coming to be marba masa. Meaning, sheretz doesn't have tumas masa at all. Maybe the chiddush is that here you have tumas masa, but how do you know that there's a even a bigger chiddush? That there's tumas masa letama begadim. Apparently, that's a bigger chiddush, right? To say tumas maga even to be metama begadim is a bigger chiddush than saying tumas masa. They're both chumras and tumah, but one is a bigger chumra. So how do you know that you're being marba some tumah? Something that's usually or sometimes tar over here is tameh. There's a lot of things that are sometimes tar. Tumas masa sometimes tar when by tumas sheretz. Tumas maga letame begadim is sometimes tar by tumas devela. Okay. But how do you know to be marbe the bigger tumah? Tafastam ruba loy tafasta. Maybe be memait the smaller tumah. Maybe it's just coming to be might even tumas masa. How do you know it's coming to be marba even tumas masa letame begadim? Kein dichter kraba adam, mai betahar, shma mina tarti. It's mashma, it's coming to teach me two things. Let's do a drop more. Meha'af. My meha'af, Amrahaf said, benigron derechapet. When we say the me'af is tame, it means if it came out through a person's mouth. So if somebody spits up phlegm, that's what it's referring to. Or the me'af, whatever the me'af is exactly. It came out through the mouth. The reason is, she'efshala me'af, because me'af, said Rav, is not really tame. It's the right that's mixed together with the Me'af, that's Tameh. Rabbi Yechon, I fill up in the ground, Derech HaChayitim. Rabbi Yechon says, no, Me'af is Tameh. Therefore, even if it comes out through your nose, you're going to be Tameh. Alma, Kosovar, and Mayanos. What do you see from Rabbi Yechon? Rabbi Yechon understood that the Ribur, Me'af is learned from a Pasik. Right? We had earlier, Vichy Yorik, it was Marba, a few things. One of the things was Marba, was Me'af. The question is, what's the gather of the Pasik? Is the gather of the Pasik that, oh, there's Roik in it? Or is the gather of the Pasik that we look at it as a Tumah for itself? So clearly, Rabbi Yechon understood that we look at it as a Tumah for itself, and meaning we treat it as a mayan, the mayan of Azov and Anida, and these things we know already are tame, and that's the gather of the tomb of Meach. Rav, Nachshon Nami Demasei. Now Rav holds not the way. Rav says it's because it's just there's a little bit of saliva in it. So if that's, and therefore all Meach, right, and that's why the Meach becomes tame. If that's the case, tears should also be tame. It's possible for a person to cough tears, says the Gemara. Dama Rav. Rav said, "Hi man, the boy listed me le'ene. If somebody wants to lose his eyesight, likchom evi kechavim. You should go to an evi kechavim. Tell him to apply some eye ointment to him, and that's somehow because the evi kechavim is chashud. He's gonna mess him up." Levi Amar. Levi said even more. "Hi man, the boy le'lemus. If somebody wants to die, likchom evi kechavim." Because he's going to kill him. He's going to put poison there. He's literally going to kill him. Why didn't he say what Levi said? The reason is because he yelled that this poison that the guy may imply to your eye, you'll be able to spit out through your mouth. The point is, you see that what comes into your eye, you can spit out through your mouth. So if that's the case, if you mention me'ah, because that might be right, so why don't we mention demois, tears? Because the tears sometimes have roik inside of it. The Gemara says, "V'rab nei the ziyah renafik the masu gufa leinafik." He said something can go in through your eye and exit through your mouth. He didn't say tears can exit through your mouth. We will stop here.